Welcome to the Conversations Podcast. I'm your host, Cosme Cruz. Graduation season is finally here, and seniors from all departments have finally come around to finishing up final assignments, decorating caps, and say their final goodbyes to the place they called home. This week on Conversations, Columbia graduates share the unspoken fears of graduation everyone looms over with a word of advice from anyone approaching the day they walk across the stage. First up, graduating animation major Kafira says to make all the connections possible before the big transition.
During portfolio class, I was talking to a lot of people who were in high places in the industry, and they be talking about like the whole getting in their process and just how hard it was and how like unrewarding it was at first. But it's about like connections and knowing people more than really anything, and proving that you can do really good work before you get there. So like there's a lot of reality checking for me, and making those connections for me was really important, because now I kind of know that it's really about the people you know versus like just showing up with a really good thing. And also you have to be like really professional and stuff
too. Next, graduating photography major Luke's first worry was putting that degree to use.
So I'm in a very niche kind of corner of photography. I do nightclubs, and my biggest fear was not having a job outside of college, like when I graduated. I got very lucky that I got picked up by a company that does like pop events. But yeah, that was my biggest fear, was not being able to use my degree and not being able to use all the knowledge that I learned for the 4-5 years actually that I was in school here. I think that's a problem that everyone thinks about, but I just kind of took it to heart, and I was like, I'm gonna make this work. But that was my biggest fear. That was really my biggest fear. It was almost like the fear of failure. So yeah.
And finally, graduating public relations major Cameron says now is the time to live and learn.
What I got gathered from everyone this week is that like follow your passion, take the time you need to figure out yourself, and just enjoy your youth while also figuring out who you are, and taking time to travel and be one with yourself, and there's like no rush, you know what I mean? And take, like I said, just be mindful that you're young and you have time to figure things out still, even though you're freshly out of college. And though I'm definitely taking that and bringing that inside, you know.
Make sure to check out more stories like this one at ColumbiaChronicle.com, and check out our other podcast, Chronicle Headlines. I'm Cosme Cruz. Thanks for listening.